The effort to bring back a migrating flock of whoopers in the eastern U.S. has had major successes. More than 100 adult cranes are now making the flight between Wisconsin and southeastern states. But the crane partnership still has trouble getting the birds to reproduce in the wild. So this summer, much of the program is shifting from the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge to the Horicon Refuge and the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area. At those two sites, the black flies that may be bothering the birds are thought to be less of a problem. While in Wisconsin yesterday, new Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash said the crane program is at a key moment.
We're definitely at a crossroads with the reproduction issue because Nisida National Wildlife Refuge is a hub for this new migratory population, and establishing a new migratory population is a linchpin in the recovery plan for the species as a whole. So we have to answer those questions.
Ash says Fish and Wildlife is getting help from other agencies, and he says he's optimistic the crane program will make progress. Unless, he says, Republicans in the House of Representatives keep pushing for big cuts in wildlife programs.
The House budget proposal would reduce our refuge program funding by $48 million, and that certainly would have an effect on our ability to do what's needed to be done.
A national taxpayers group contends the Fish and Wildlife Service is overstating the size of the possible budget cuts and any impact on key programs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.